that's a big part of why I decided to do something different. It's just, it can take over your life. It just doesn't stop. I mean, last night I was, you know, I thought I was done for the night. I was sitting around with my family watching TV. The next thing I know, there's another recruiting commitment. So now I got to go back, fire up my computer again, you know, add that to the story. It just wears on you after a while. And you know, I mean, I like that job. I love that job. I did it for 14 years. It's just, you know, particularly, you know, being a dad, it's just, it wears you down after a while, and it just gets in the way so often. And so, you know, I was looking for something different to do to mix that up a little bit.
And worth pointing out, this is the last week of January. This is by no means October, early November, when the football season, the grind is really has been setting in. This is technically the off season, but it sounds like there is no off season for a job like this.
No, it's funny. It used to be for the first 4 years, I think, that I covered Boise State football, I was also the Idaho Steelheads beat writer. So I would go out and do a little bit of hockey in October, November, December, not a lot, but I do a little bit. And then I would cover them, you know, heavy January, February, March, April, you know, and missing a lot of football stuff. But nobody cared at the time. I mean, you know, I was the only one covering the football team on a rate, you know, on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, it was such a different world back then. Now it just, it does. It takes up almost the entire off season. Is, you know, you've got something going on all the time.
What is it that has changed in college football and our appetite as college football fans that this has become, instead of a maybe August, September, August through November job, now it's a 12-month, very, very busy job?
You know, a lot of it's the internet. It's just because there's so much, you know, you look at more of my time is spent on our website and Twitter and Facebook and all of that stuff than spent on the print product. Well, when I started doing this, it was 100% print product and 0% digital product. So I'd still do the exact, very similar amount for the newspaper. It's, you know, we've changed a couple things here or there, but it's basically the same thing that I'm producing for the newspaper, but I'm doing all this digital stuff on top of it because the internet is there. And that's where it changes. It's just this huge, you know, giant gaping hole that it just never fills up. I mean, people constantly want more, and it's easy to fall into that trap as a reporter. You're like, okay, people want it, and I just keep, you know, you just keep cranking it out and cranking it out and cranking it out.
And then they want
next thing you know, it's midnight, and you're like, where did today go?
Speaking of Twitter, when this change was announced, you were on Twitter and you were communicating with somebody, I believe a former colleague, and said something about a drive from Fort Collins, Colorado to the Denver airport around 2 or 2:30 in the morning. So obviously after a Boise State Saturday night game where there was sort of I don't know, you didn't detail it as an epiphany, but a moment where you really sort of questioned what you were doing. Can you take us to that moment?
Yeah. So Boise State played Saturday night in Fort Collins, Colorado. They were playing the following Friday in Logan, so they decided that they were going to do their weekly Monday press conference on Sunday at 12:30. So we're covering a game Saturday night in Fort Collins. Got to be at a press conference in Boise at 12:30 on Sunday. So that was actually BJ Raines, who works at the Press Tribune. He and I had made a deal. I'm not a very good middle-of-the-night driver, and I don't trust myself. So we'd made a deal. We were going to carpool back to the Denver airport on Saturday night. So we left, we left the stadium at like 12:30 in the morning, which is actually earlier than normal, to try to make that drive, and, you know, stopped and scarfed down some terrible fast food somewhere on the way and got to the, you know, an airport hotel in Denver at, 2:30 or something in the morning, and then checked in. And then I went to my room and wrote for another hour, hour and a half, and then had to be up at like 5. You know, at that point, you're in the lobby at 5 in the morning. You got an hour of sleep. You just worked the entire day the day before. You're going to work the entire day the day after. And, yeah, that was one of those moments where I was like, what am I doing? I mean, I'm too old for this stuff.
Did the fact that it's such a highly read position, a widely read position in this town and this state ever factor into your decision to leave it? It's a job that a lot of sports writers would like to have.
Not really. I mean, I don't think I've had any – like, am I doing the right thing in terms of leaving this job? I mean, there's a little bit of, you know, scariness going to something new. But in terms of walking away from this, I've been very convinced that it was the right thing for me to do.